Philip Semper, Pierre, after these urban care, today's date is 06-10-2023. Dictation is 4. Megaly Salazar. Salazar spells S-A-L-A-Z-A-R. Megaly spells M-H-E-A-L-Y. Date of birth is 05-08-1973. This is 50-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. This says that she would like to have also a physical exam period. Patient reports that she has history of hypertension. She takes amlodipine. Correction, she take. It says she's allergic to amlodipine and takes irbesartan, but is not sure of the dosage. She said when she goes home, she will check and let us know so we can order her some medication. She says she does not need it right now. Patient also reports that several years ago she was diagnosed with B12 deficiency and says she's feeling as if her B12 is low. She says she feels drained, tired, lack of energy, and is requesting a B12 injection period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Patient continues to have chronic urticaria. She indicated she was seen by a dermatologist, but no skin testing was done. And inquire if we can do skin testing to see what she's allergic to, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure 123/83. Pulse 79. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. Erythematous macule. Some areas are raised. Lesion blanches. No vesicles, no bullae, no induration. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, soft, non-tendon organ, and medially no rebound, no guarding. Normal bowel sounds. No peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neural alert oriented, 3 cranial nerves, 2 centers, normal motor and sensory functions, and normal mood and effect and normal period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is allergic urticaria. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, B12 deficiency. History of open parentheses, close parentheses. With the incoming, the patient received the following B12 injection, IM. She was observed for an additional 15/20 minutes. Then reevaluated, she reports no signs and symptoms of adverse reaction from the medication. Skin testing was done. Using the allergy skin test, the following responses were noted. Oak, mixed oak was positive, greater than 13 mils. Dog ears, greater than 6 mils. And feather mix greater than 7 mils. Patient was informed of these findings. She indicated that she does have dogs at home. Her job where she works has numerous oak plants, but says she's not routinely exposed to birds of any sort, period. Patient also reported she's been diagnosed with a hiatal hernia after she was evaluated somewhere and had tests done. and she would like to have a consult to see a general surgeon. This consult was completed and given to patient, period. Labs were drawn also. Labs drawn today include CBC, CMP, A1C, TSH, T3, T4. Vitamin B12 and vitamin D, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.